The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of That's Life. If you guys follow me, you know I've been doing this show from the start, bro. This show has probably started sometime in March of 2014. As I say, this is the most important show on the brand. Every other show I do leads to this show because this show is real. This show is about real life. This show is about the things that are important to all of us in our everyday life. So I thank you guys for joining me. It means a lot to me that you watch this show. Hopefully, you will be able to take much, much, much away from this show. Man, guys, I want to talk about something real serious today. And, you know, it's not even really a matter of believing in God or not believing in God, because as I've said on here many, many, many times before, that is a very, very personal choice. And that is not a choice that I am going to try to talk you into. That is a personal decision between you and God. God gave you the freedom to make that choice. I made that choice and it changed my life. And that's all I could say to you. But man, I want to talk to you about something today. That involves God, but quite frankly, it also just involves the way you think and the way you look at things and the way your mind works. Man, there's just so many times in life if we could just think things through, maybe we would have made a different decision. But we're all different. And, you know, some people, the way they deal with stress and depression and anxiety, you know, maybe they don't have the ability to really think it through and to think about it. A 22-year-old wrestler by the name of Hannah Kimura committed suicide a couple of days ago, 22 years old. This girl was a professional wrestler, hadn't even started her life yet. And apparently she was on some type of Big Brother show in Japan, and she had made some comments. And she was really attacked for those comments. And her makeup wouldn't allow her to handle those comments in just a different manner. And a lot of people got concerned because she was putting up videos and talking about hurting herself, and eventually Hannah took her own life at 22 years old. And I hear things like this and it breaks my heart. I've been in situations in my life where I understood why people committed suicide, because I've been in very dark places. I've dealt with deep, deep, deep depressions. I was never suicidal, and I would never say that. But there's been times where I've understood where a person has been in their life in order to carry through such a tragic, tragic, tragic act. Man, I wish I could just reach out to all of you and just really change your way of thinking and to really help you see things in just a logical perspective, maybe to help you understand things a little bit more clearer. First of all, as a believer, I don't believe God gives you a life because he wants you to take it away. I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe God would create you if he didn't have a great plan for you. I don't believe God would spend the time giving you life if he himself did not believe that you were great and you were unique and you were special. And I really do believe in my heart of hearts that's to the very root of why all of us were created and given life. But, you know, there are a lot of very, very hateful people in this world. There are a lot of godless people in this world. There's a lot of negative people in this world. But again, with that being said, I know in my heart of hearts, God is not creating you that way. God is creating you in his image. And what is God summed up in one word? God is love. So when you come across a person that's hateful and negative and revengeful and hurtful, those are not traits coming from God. Those are traits coming from this world. You know, I've said many times, we are creatures of our own environment. And people that are spreading hate are doing it because in some way, shape, or form, they've been victims. Whether they've been bullied, whether they've been verbally, mentally, physically abused, whether they've been picked on, whether they were told they weren't good enough. Whatever the case may be, there's a reason why people act the way that they do. And part of that reason, quite frankly, is people feel better about themselves if they pull down other people. And again, this is all based on their life and their life experiences and what they've gone through. And that's the thing we have to look at, especially in this day and age when social media is so prevalent in our lives. It is so easy to be hurt. And be fragile. And just be devastated by other people's words towards you. It is so easy. It happens to me all the time. But again, this is where I always tell you guys, man, you got to take that beat. You can't just react. You've got to try to have an understanding towards other people and a sense of empathy for other people. If people are throwing hate at you and they have a hateful spirit and a hateful way and a hateful heart, there's a reason for that. And things have happened in their life that don't make them feel very good about themselves. And a lot of people, all they know how to act is to hurt other people. If I'm hurting, then I'm going to hurt other people because other people should be hurting the way I'm hurting. And a lot of times when hate is thrown in our way, there's so many different ways we handle it. Some people handle it the way Hannah handled it, just couldn't take it, was just devastated and hurt. Some people become angry and throw the hate right back to where it came from 10 times stronger. But, you know, God has shown me that I have to take the time to understand even complete strangers and to understand why others may be so hateful. And I have to have empathy for them because I have to understand they're the way they are for a reason. They've had experiences in their lives that have made them feel this way. And they're also feeling this way because even with these deep-rooted feelings, they have not turned to the one person that could help them, and that one person is God. Because I truly believe if you have any hatred in your heart whatsoever, God is not in you. God is not with you. You are not one with God. You can't experience hate and feel hate if God is alive and well in your soul. You would be incapable of hate. God wouldn't allow it. God didn't hate. That's why a lot of people that are hurting, a lot of people that have been hurt, that's why they feel there is no God. But again, if those people took the time to look into those people that hurt them and what were they going through and what was their life like, you know, a lot of us, the way we were raised and things that happen in our lives and circumstances that happen in our lives, we had no control over. And we all dealt with them in different ways. And I'm sure all of us were hurt at one time or another. I'm sure all of us have been bullied at one time or another. I'm sure all of us were picked on. We're told we weren't good enough. We're told we were losers. But all those things I mentioned, God doesn't create losers. God doesn't create people that aren't good enough. God doesn't create people that aren't worthy. God creates all of us to be special. And God creates all of us to spread his word and his love. God didn't give us life for us to take our lives. And no matter how much other people have hurt you or are hurting you, you must have empathy for those people. There's a reason they're doing it. And fighting the hate back with hate is just going to escalate the situation. And fighting the hate back with taking your own life is just a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous loss. When people pick on you, when people bully you, when people say mean-spirited things to you, you've got to pray for those people. You got to pray that those people will get better. And you got to pray that those people won't continue to hurt. And quite frankly, you've got to pray for those people to find God. Because through God, they will find love. And they will find peace. A peace that they will never find void of him. It's just impossible. But even if you are not a believer, you got to look at logic. And you've got to train your mind to think logically. Why is this person feeling so much hate that they feel they must bestow it on me? What could they have possibly gone through? What were their life experiences? What is the best way for me to handle this situation? Of course, first and foremost, we want to try to help. But unfortunately, that's not going to work. Because those that hate can't imagine there are actually people that want to help them. They can't comprehend that. Why would you want to help me if I am laying so much hate on you? People won't accept that. You can try it, and you should try it, but the chances are that it's probably not going to work. So the next thing you have to do is pray for those people. Pray that they find happiness. Pray that they find joy. Pray that they find love. Pray that they find peace. And pray that they find God. Because He is the only one that is going to make you feel that way. And God is there when people are hating on you. And God is there to make you understand. These people are not the enemy. These people have been hurt. These people have had a rough life. Pray that they open up their souls and their hearts and their minds and they let me in. That's what God wants you to do. God, I didn't know Hannah Kimura. But I just think of this story and I think of how sad, 22 years old. I mean, the hope and the promise and the greatness and the love that Hannah could have shared with others. The love that she could have passed along. And just to see it all be wasted in something just so meaningless and so tragic. And you know, there are going to be other cases. You know, this isn't going to be the last one. Especially we go through this pandemic. People don't know how to cope with it. People don't look at the glass as being half full. People don't look at it as maybe this is time for me to repent. Maybe this is time for me to go to God for answers and for some understanding. So for so many people, these times are gloom and doom because that's all they know. These are not times of hope or going back home or reconnecting with God. And it's tough, man. It's tough for all of us. But I mean, God represents hope. There just is no hope without God. Without God, man will just self-destruct. Man is sinful. Man has a sinful nature. Without God, that sinful nature would just overcome us all. And there is no hope. But with God, there's hope. Because with God, there's everlasting peace. And as I say, when I wrap up every show, that peace is available to all of us at no charge. All we have to do is repent, ask God for forgiveness, Tell them we know the error of our ways. And tell them that we just can't do this without him. We need him. We love him. We want to make him the focus of our lives. And just open your heart and welcome God in. That is really all it comes down to. And then there will be hope. There will be peace. There will be love. And there will be understanding. That's it, everybody. That is life. God bless you all. I'll see you next week.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.